Tabitha, Lord Luke, why are you here? Is it true? All this is just a game? This whole war, these witch hunts, the final day? Is it just a game to all of you? Well? Tabitha, do you know what eternity is like? What? What does... It's agony. The agony of endless ennui. We've existed for so long, infinity doesn't even seem like a fitting descriptor. Much of that time we were insane. There was only us and the prison that is our universe. It was only when we discovered the means to bend our universe to our whim that we finally saw the salvation to our pain. For eons, we toyed with the fundament of our prison, until one of us, none of us really remember who, learned how to make worlds. But even that grew dull after a time. It was not until another of us discovered how to make life that things finally became truly interesting. So it is all a game. Just entertainment. Yes. And this calamity you wish to stop. The end of the world. It's just our way of wiping the slate clean and starting over. All of us gods, we'll switch roles around. I look forward to playing one of the tricksters next time. Being the Lord of Justice gets dull after a while. 50 years. 50 years I dedicated to you, Luke. 50 years I fought against the forces of Savik, believing he was the ultimate evil of the world. But it's all of you. Millions of people suffering and dying with your names on their lips, and you both, you all, you don't even give it a second thought, do you? You're all just acting. All of us in the world were just your props. Yes. You created us. You raise us. You develop our worlds. Don't you care? Even a little damn bit? If we didn't, we wouldn't do it at all. We'd be making something else. But no game has thrilled us more so than this little roleplay we've devised. Alas, no session can last indefinitely, or the boredom eventually sets in again. That's the worst part. No matter how wonderful a creation we make, even something that may enthrall us for a billion eons, it all eventually goes to rust, even our love for it. Nothing, it seems, is truly eternal. Nothing but us, and the horror of infinity ever clawing at the edges of our sanity. Tabitha, do you understand? How many know? Once every few cycles, one of you finds out. Sometimes they sympathize and accept their inevitable fate, as we do. Some, however, seek to defy it. But they cannot do what we ourselves are incapable of. Even our greatest creation has never been able to exceed us and free us from our prison of existence and need.
I see.
So what will you do, Tabitha? Will you accept your role as I have accepted mine? Or will you try to do the impossible? Well? What's that you have there, child?
You say this universe is your prison, so you've never been able to leave.
No, we would have if we could.
And nothing has ever come into the universe from the outside?
The many dimensions and planes you know of are our creation. Our definition of universe is broader than your own perception.
I know what you define as the universe. I'm asking you, have you ever encountered something from outside it?
No. What are you getting at, child?
Do you know what this thing in my hand is?
No.
You don't recognize it at all? You can't just tell with all your divine intuition?
I cannot. What is that thing?
I think, my former lord, that I know what choice to make.
What are you...
I'm going to break your cycle.
What is this?
Eternity's end, Luke.
Impossible. Child, this won't stop anything. The final day is coming. All you're going to do is prevent the world from
Yes, I know.